Joining us in the studio this morning is Superintendent Jeff Whitsitt with the United School District. Good morning.
Good morning.
Big meeting last night.
Yeah. Pretty typical April meeting. We had some logistic work to get done where we decided to maintain our memberships in the IHSA and the IESA. We do that every spring. We had a lot of people in during our public comment section to discuss. We've been discussing now for a while. And theoretically, we've been talking about it for a year, but here the last couple of months, we've talked a lot about the addition of junior high football, bringing that back as an extracurricular activity. We disbanded junior high football about 10 years ago for a lot of various reasons that really don't matter today, because our board voted last night and approved, and pending. We're going to have a junior high football program next fall. The extent of a schedule, we're not sure of at this point. Obviously, we've reached out to some schools that are willing to play us. It's a matter of whether we can find dates that work for both groups. And it's a tight season between the junior high baseball and junior high basketball seasons. So we'll sneak it in there, and hopefully we'll get at least some experience for our kids and some fundamentals that they can use. And like I said, we've been talking about it for a long time. The question got called last night, and we're moving forward. So a little bit of grunt work to do, but I know we had several kids in the crowd last night at the meeting, and I know they're excited. So hopefully we can put together something positive for them.
Well, 10 years ago was when all the major movies and discussion about concussions was coming out, and various reasons and why there was a look, if you will, at football, like with many other sports.
But yeah,
it's a different day today, and football still, kids like football. They like tackling, they like hitting, they like throwing, and they enjoy it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We never questioned that. At the time, what we were seeing was we were having kids come out for junior high football, and then they weren't coming out for high school football.
Wow.
As far as that was part of the reason we thought, maybe if they don't have that taste at the junior high level, maybe they'll be hungrier and come back out as freshmen. I don't know that you can quantify any data that really proves that was successful or not, as far as what our high school numbers have been. In fact, I'd probably argue that it didn't have the impact we thought it might. Probably isolated cases for sure, but overall, we saw a lot of kids walking our halls that weren't playing after junior high, and we tried to do something a little different with it. So,
okay.
The programs also last night, we made a hire for a new football coach, a varsity football coach. So the program, not only are we adding junior high, but we're adding a new leader to the program from the top down, who, as it turns out, we talked about during the interview process, is very, very interested and glad that we're doing junior high football. So, but his name is Andrew Goodwin, pretty young fella from over by the Bloomington Normal area right now. He's been an assistant coach at Normal Community High School for the last 4 years. Works a lot with their defensive backs and wide receivers. Played football at Eureka College. He's actually a Riverdale grad, but he's not unfamiliar with the area, but he bounced around a lot as a kid. His dad's a varsity coach, and that's a lot of times the life of the family of a coach. They bounce around a little bit, so he's familiar with the area a little bit. Our principal talked to him last night, and he's real excited. Was glad to hear everything went well at the board meeting, and he's excited to get here. He's going to come out next Friday, a week from today, and meet with the kids and get the ball rolling.
Very nice. So Coach Andrew Goodwin will be the new football coach and teacher at the district.
Yeah, he's going to teach fourth grade for us. He's currently teaching fourth grade in the Cornell School District, which is a very small district outside of Bloomington Normal. So teaches fourth grade and in a really tiny little district, and then he spends his evenings and afternoons in Normal with the Normal Community Program, weight room program. He was excited during the interview process. We toured him our facilities. He loves our weight room. He loves a lot of the things we got going on. So he's young. He's energetic. He's excited. So and we'll try and give him all the tools we can to help him be successful.
Okay. What else occurred at the school board meeting?
Typical stuff too. March we do our teacher rehires. In April we tend to do our non-cert rehires. We're pretty much bringing everybody back. We presented to bring anybody in the fold right now back for the 24-25 school year. We'll set wage rates and stuff later in the year when I get a little farther into the budget. But we're glad to have the folks we've got. We talked a little bit about at the beginning of the meeting too. We have a section on celebrating successes, and we got our reports back on our health life safety reports on three of our four buildings, and just they're really good. The state and the ROE, they're finding that our buildings are in pretty good shape, and that's a credit to a lot of our non-licensed employees, our custodians, our maintenance folks, even our kitchens do such a great job taking care of equipment and everything. So we celebrated that, and then at the end of the meeting we hired them all back for next year too. So that's a good deal. And then the other big personnel news coming out of that last night probably was we landed on an assistant principal that will serve the junior senior high school next year with our reorganization. We went in-house, Mr. Ryan Mullick. We hired him on a two-year contract last night. He'll serve in that capacity, probably mostly junior high responsibilities, but his title is assistant principal for both the junior and senior high. So he'll work with Mr. Higby, our principal, and run the ship out at United Junior Senior High next year.
Did you hear him on the air this morning?
Yeah, I listened.
That stinker pot didn't even mention this.
Yeah, well, that's
congratulations.
He's like that. he is. He's excited. He has been chomping at the bit. This is something he's wanted for a long time.
Good for him.
Is to get into administration and move on. So yeah, it's a good opportunity for him, and I think it'll be a good fit. He's got a good rapport with a lot of our staff, and
he'll be great. Yeah.
Yep.
He'll be great. He does a wonderful job of coaching, and he has a good disposition. So that's really good with students, staff, and parents. So congratulations to Mr. Mullick on the junior senior high school assistant principal
yep.
position. And Mr. Higby, of course.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And
yeah, it's
he's
nice
gonna
to
get
have
started.
All that stuff laid out, and we're moving forward. It's feel like, man, we were making so much progress, and now we've kind of plateaued. We've kind of lulled here a little bit, but now with the rehires and solidifying some of our positions, we're really we're in good shape staffing wise. I almost hate to say that out loud.
The temple jinx.
Yeah. But we got a couple of spots we're still working hard to get filled. But overall, I feel like we're in a good place staffing wise. Still got a few decisions to make as far as where certain people land, but other than that, the majority of that work is done. I do lay awake at night worrying about how we physically get it all done when the time comes, but we'll do it. It may take some really long hot days and maybe even evenings, but we'll get her done.
And graduation is set for
May 19th. That's always the Sunday, or our graduation is always the Sunday after Mother's Day.
Okay.
I want to say 3:00. I haven't looked at an announcement
sure.
or anything, but I'm pretty sure it's 3:00 usually on May 19th. So.
Okay. Well, looking forward to it, and should be an excellent finish to the year. I can't believe it. It's going to be May in a couple weeks. It's
yeah,
just
I mean,
happening.
To think we're halfway through April, it feel like we just turned the calendar over from March, and here we are. By the end of the weekend, it'll be halfway through and 80 degrees, and so whole different world.
We'll take that weather, though.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Well, again, good stuff from the school board meeting. Anything else you need parents or the audience to know about for United?
Just I would ask folks, pay attention. We've got some open houses and some things going on regarding the reorganization. I know our intermediate building next year, our 456 building, they're having an open house, I believe, on May 2nd. But so I'd be looking for those announcements and social media pushes and everything so that they get out and see some of that stuff. I know we've got one at the high school for the junior high kids coming over too. So later in May. So
okay,
a lot of opportunities like that, and I'll rehash those too next month. So
sounds good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy the weather.
You too,
Superintendent Jeff. Superintendent Jeff Whitsitt with us on WR.